As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
It is my desire to create a legacy for myself and for my family. So I decided to add Larry Curry to my success team and to my circle of life. He's a part of my first string. It is his job to turn my nickels into dimes and my sweat into equity. Larry has shown me that he has the competency, integrity, and the focus to find a positive direction for my money, and consequently, that can brighten my future endeavors. So my trust in him and his financial insight has led me to introduce you to him. If you're concerned about your financial future and have not seen real growth in the seeds you have planted, I encourage you to add Larry Curry to your success team. Please contact him at 407-800-4154 so that your financial journey to success can begin. Welcome, everybody. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And we're here today, as always. You know, I'm just happy and I look forward to the opportunity to be here with you. And today is no different. We have a very serious issue that we're going to talk about today. We're talking to a Mr. Osborne Dennis, and his focus is on anti-bullying. He is recognized that our children are going through some very difficult times, and we as a society need to get together, understand the situation, and look to solve these problems. So we're going to spend today's show just talking about this new, not necessarily new, but becoming a very devastating social issue and problem for our society today. Welcome, Mr. Dennis. How are you doing this evening?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me. Truly an honor.
All right, Mr. Dennis, we're first going to just start off, and we want you to tell us a little bit about how you came to make this your focus.
Well, how I came to make this my focus? Well, growing up, for me, I was bullied as a child, not really too much as in a physical aspect, but I was bullied. So when I saw this broadcast about the kids that were committing suicide from bullying and just suffering through anxiety and depression, I knew that even though they have stuff out there available, I knew myself that I had to do something instead of just sit on the sideline. I knew that I had to address the problem. So I began to write a book, and I wrote my first book, Crystal Versus the Bully, after I learned everything that the kids were going through. And then from there, everything just grew from there. And right now I'm doing speaking engagements. I've been blessed to speak in Denver, Colorado, been on different TV shows as well as radio interviews. So I'm just going out and speaking life and showing love. So that's how it all started.
Well, let me ask you, why do you think this has become such an issue? I mean, you know, all our lives, you know, we've been having friends who would tease each other. And I, you know, I vividly remember being teased, but I don't remember there being such a backlash regarding the kind of violence and the kind of issues that you have suggested. Will you give our audience some of the numbers that you have you used related to the damage that bullying is doing?
Well, right now, on the average, 12 kids a day in the United States of America take their lives because of bullying. We have 160,000 kids that skip school each and every day, while 7,000 kids, not necessarily from bullying, but 7,000 kids, which is the root that I strongly believe, 7,000 kids each and every day quit school. And I believe that's why gang activity is on the rise, because no child is going to quit school and do anything productive. Prison population is on the rise. So our kids are suffering. And as you said, bullying has been around for ages. But what makes it different right now, from my personal experience, I do believe that what makes the difference right now is the family setting. I think that kids aren't being taught or they have forgot who they belong to and what they're made of. Because we're all going to have valleys and trials and tribulation in life. We cannot get around that. But it's all about how you perceive that, how you handle it. So right now, kids are just taking matters into their own hands, whether it be taking an assault rifle to school, retaliating, or tying a sheet around your neck and committing suicide, or just taking pills and suffering from depression, or quitting school. But kids have forgot to love themselves.
What are the steps you think the leaders in society need to be doing in order to change the direction that you see bullying going in?
I would say just make the presence known. We have to get back to the love. I'm a child of God, first and foremost, and I do believe that love conquers all. I do believe that love conquers all. So what the leaders are going to have to do, get outside of the four walls and let kids see their light shining. And it will become contagious. And address the issues and not just talk to the kids, give a listening ear to the kids. Because there's some problems. Because a bully can stem from anything. He can live in an abusive home. He can live in poverty. There's no telling the reason that he's walking around in anger. He or she walking around in anger. So I think those problems need to be addressed as well. We have to get outside of the four walls and make our presence known for the kids, make ourselves available.
Is there any kind of educational component that you think needs to be added to our schools or to our churches or to our recreational centers in order to help our kids move from this evil behavior?
Wow, that's deep. I really think that kids just need to see more love. I think that they just need to see more love and just see the benefits of love. It sounds kind of corny, but I think they need to see the benefits of it because every bully is somebody better than that person. If they see it, then I think that they will change. And everyone who's bullied is hurt in a sense. For the four walls, getting outside of the four walls, the teachers, just give a listening ear and pay attention. The families, pay attention to the kids because they are suffering and hurting right now.
How do we impact? I know you are working on a rally. Tell us a little bit about the rally that you are going to be participating in soon.
Okay, well, 321 Stop Bullying is having their first annual anti-bullying march next Saturday, July the 15th. It will begin at the Dollar General parking lot on 1265 Irish Drive in Conyers. We will finish at the AMF Bowling Alley on Flat Shoals. The march itself is about a little over a mile, and we're just asking everyone to come out. We're going to have bouncers for the kids, face painting, live entertainment, speakers from Conyers Police Department, as well as from Rockdale Department, Levitt Funeral Home. And we have had some great sponsors to come on board and help support. And we're just trying to uplift the community and let them know that it does still takes a village to raise a child. And we are each other's keeper. We are each other's keeper. And with that, we can hopefully and we can let each other's light shine and just show each other that love conquers all. Despite how it may look right now, we can turn this thing around, but we have to get actively involved. The fight goes beyond just doing a Facebook post. It goes beyond just talking about it at the barbershop. The kids need to see action, and it's a call of action right now. In the state of Georgia alone, 19. First, the GBI said it was 14. But then they came back and said that it was 19 kids in the last 2 months in the state of Georgia alone that have committed suicide from bullying. So the enemy is getting aggressive. There's no doubt about that. So it doesn't matter what religion.
Let me ask you, what is it that you feel like parents can reinforce in their children to help them understand the need to talk to their kids and show their kids a lot of love?
Okay, I would say start spending more quality time. We have to get back to that. Because right now, I feel like quality time. Sit down and ask some questions. Go fishing. Don't assume anything. Do not assume anything. Talk to them. Let them know your trials and tribulations. Let them know the valleys that you had to walk through. Let them know that we are still human and we relate to them because we was all once children ourselves. If they have an issue with anything, pretty much like my kids, as far as marijuana, I did that as a child myself. I don't act like I'm so high and mighty to where I can't relate to them. You know, I keep it on the human, but yet and still on the father figure. So we have to get back to speaking and taking the quality time to address and spend with our kids, because they need that. And if we don't do it, the streets most definitely will. The streets will. There's no doubt about that. So we have to spend that quality
time.
How
early do you think we need to talk to our children and address how they interact with their peers, so that we can avoid them getting caught up into the bullying process?
I would say at the age where a child knows right from wrong. The youngest child to ever commit suicide was 6 years old. He wasn't thinking about, should have been thinking about going outside at 6 years old, riding his bicycle, or playing the video games. But yet, he committed suicide. So I would say it's best to be, I don't know how everyone's child progress in life, but I would say the best thing to do for me would be to be proactive instead of reactive. I'd much rather talk to my child than talk to a tombstone. Like I say, the youngest, huh? Go ahead.
Go ahead and finish your statement.
Like I said, like I was restating, the youngest child to ever commit suicide from bullying was 6 years old. 6 years old, and that's very sad.
Now,
it's
these
real.
Two books that you published, what is the message that you're trying to get out in the two books that you published? And how young do you think the children should be when their parents purchase them this book and go through it with them?
Okay, well, the books are Christmas Visit to Heaven, and that book deals with the little boy who loses his grandparents. He's raised in a single household by his mother, very attached to his grandparents. It just shows kids how to deal with immortality. And it also teaches kids that there's no goodbye in Christ, just see you later. So I think as long as you – I think for that age group, with so many kids not knowing about death, I think maybe 6 years old, it all depends on your child. Once again, it all depends on your child. But it helps that transition and help them understand the passing of a loved one. And also Crystal versus the Bully deals with the issue of bullying. A little boy who learned how to defeat his bully, not the worldly way, but the godly way. Like I said earlier, I do believe that love conquers all. That's the only way we're going to get this thing right. So I would say 5, 6 years old, all the way up to 12. And you can go on Amazon.com, or you can go on my website at 321stopbullying.com and purchase the books. They're $12.99 a piece.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and continue our discussion related to bullying and have some of the calls answered.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do, I am this woman. I am this woman that has set the expectations of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman that does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but create my own destination. I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness. My own desire of sexiness and allure. I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those yet to dream to greatness. I am the mother of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth, igniting the love that exists in all men, while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman. I am this woman that ascends the expectation of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman who does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but creates my own destination.
I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure.
I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those to dream.
I am the woman of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth.
Igniting the love that exists in all men while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman.
James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And we're here today talking to Mr. Dennis related to his anti-bullying focus. Mr. Dennis, can you tell me what part do you think social media plays in this terrible situation and this increase of bullying both on and offline?
Wow, major part. The CDC stated that 89% of kids who are involved with on social media will become victims of bullying if they haven't already become yet. 89%. it's just crazy how social media has just played a big part of in the bullying. Kids don't even have to be in each other's face to talk about each other right now. And so many parents allow their kids to use Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter and not even monitor what their child is doing. I personally met a little boy in Denver, Colorado. His parents relocated him. He was actually getting bullied, physically being bullied in California. But then the bullying had got so bad where his parents relocated him to Denver, Colorado. And even with the parents relocating to Denver, Colorado, the little boy was still being bullied through social media. So it's gotten way out of hand. Yep, he was still being bullied.
Grade you may mention when we were offline that you thought this was going all the way to the White House. Can you explain why you feel that way?
Wow. Donald Trump, need I say more? I think everyone should be loved and respected. You may not have to like them. You may not have to like everyone who crossed your path. But my mom and father always said, but you will respect them. You will respect them. And so where there's disrespect, that is just, there's no place for it. And if you don't have anything good to say, as the old people would say, keep your mouth closed. Don't say nothing at all. So if you can't speak life, then you're speaking death. There is life and death in the power of the tongue. I do believe that. And the president, I know for a fact that he can do a lot better on the way he treats people. You're the model. You're the role model. It doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, you're the role model. Speak to people the right way, because someone is always looking up. We have enough hate already in the world. Hate groups are on the rise. We have enough hate in the world. Gangs are on the rise. We don't need no one in the White House adding to it. That's stupid. We don't need that. What we need is love. So if you're not gonna speak that, then by all means, keep your mouth closed. And by all means, stay off Twitter.
All right, you got the lines filled today, and so we're going to go to the lines and try to get people's questions or statements relating to this. Those of you who I know don't know personally by your number, I'm just going to call out the last four digits of your phone number, and we're going to ask you to give your name and where you're calling from, and then just ask your question. Make your statement based on today's subject, which is bullying, and what do we need to do to reduce the pain that our children are feeling right now related to this this behavior. I'm going to start out with 2016. 2016, give us your name and where you're calling from, and make your statement or ask your question. Okay, we'll go on to the next one. Joyce, how are you doing this evening?
We're good, thank you.
Joyce, I know you know we talk a lot about the social issues that are burdening our country. How do you feel about the need to now focus on the bullying of our young people?
Well, my question was to him is, how is his books and his presentations being perceived by the young people who are in need of the information? How is that being perceived?
They're gravitating to it, actually. And it gives me an up-close opportunity to interact with the kids. And they're telling me their feelings, and they're telling me the things that they're going through. And I even had a group of boys, and it was kind of, it was so moving to have a group of boys in 12 and 13 and 14 till after one started crying, it's like it became contagious. Now I'm seeing a group of boys, and they're all hurting. No one was no one was exempt from it. They had all been victims of bullying, and I was like, wow, I have to do something. I have to do something. That doesn't sit with me. I mean,
so,
to make someone feel so bad to where you're crying, huh? Yes.
I know. So what about those are the ones who it affects, but what about the ones who are doing the bullying? Do they get it? Are you reaching them too to make an impact, to let them know, hey, the light bulb needs to come on? Don't you get it?
You know what? Some of my presentations address those as well. And I let them know that just because you're the bully today doesn't mean you're going to be in that position tomorrow. It always someone better. And we will all reap what we sow. And just like I spoke about the Columbine School massacre, those kids were gunned down. 12 students and one teacher, 23 injured in the Columbine School massacre.
Mm.
You know, that's still real. That's still real.
Oh, yeah.
Virginia Tech, 34 died in the school massacre. So just because you're the bully today, and one thing about a bully, the bullet has no name on it. That's why I encourage kids, even if they're not being bullied, if you see someone being bullied, by all means, step up. Because when those guns entered those schools, they just opened fire on people who they hadn't even spoken to ever.
Mm.
And I was out there in Denver, Colorado, and I went by that little area where the massacre happened, the Columbine, and it's still a cold feeling around there. And I looked at the videos, and I looked at the tapes, and I studied that and said to myself, what was these kids thinking to do something so horrific as that? But their back was against the wall. I don't make any excuses about it, but be mindful of how you treat people. Because if you push someone in that corner, they're going to come out. It's just a matter of time. Not all victims of bullies take their own lives or quit school. Some go back
now,
and retaliate.
Mr. Dennis, let me ask you this question. Are the schools accepting you and bringing you in, or are they still trying to deny that the issue exists?
You know what? I have spoken at maybe like two schools. Every school, like the majority of schools I go to, they say that they have bullying under control. We have a hand on it. And I'm like, you have a hand on it? But do you know just yesterday, on the average of 12 kids committed suicide? But then I thought about it. I said, well, how can they be so naive? But if you're a parent and you're getting ready to move into a new neighborhood and you have a child, the first thing you're going to inquire about is the school system. And the school system and the real estate agent are going to say, we have excellent schools. They're not going to tell you that we have bullying, we have gang activity, we have drugs out of control right here. Because if they did, then the property value go down and you wouldn't even move in there. So the schools say what they have to say. So I guess, in a sense, they look at the money aspect more than the life aspect. I personally went to a school right here in Georgia where a little boy was being bullied. He was going through some issues at home, but he was also being bullied at school. I spent time with the boy, and he had wrote a suicide note. When I went by the school, I just went up there to take him lunch because I love to spend time with him. I went into school, and the teachers called me to the back along with the principal, and the little boy had 9 years old, had written a suicide note. He wanted to kill himself. So it's real. It's real.
All right, we're going to go back to our phone lines. Again, I'm going to call, if I don't know your number by heart, I'm going to call out the last four digits. Give your name and where you're calling from. Make your statement or ask your question. 9751, 9751. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Mr. Deshay. This is Aaliyah Butler in Atlanta, Georgia. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Great, great. Well, I just wanted to commend you guys on what you are doing, Mr. Dennis, for what he's doing, because he's working diligently out here to handle his passion in the pursuit of what he's doing. So I commend him on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, do you feel like Atlanta is really has a major problem? I mean, Atlanta is one of our huge, our biggest southeast cities, and certainly steps you all take in Atlanta to solve this problem, we ought to try to implement it throughout the country. So where do we start? I know you started with the rally, but after the rally, where do you go from there?
Well, right now, we also have a 321 Stop Bullying surveillance camera phone monitor app. And what that would do, it will allow parents / guardians the ability to monitor their child throughout the day by way of cell phone, laptop, or desktop computer. I'm not trying to impose or violate anyone, any teachers or any students, but I do want to make sure that the teachers are teaching the way they are supposed to teach and the kids are behaving the way they are supposed to behave. So we're going after 25,000 signatures. That's also on the website. If you would like, you can go to the website 321 Stop Bullying and sign the petition as well. So we're gonna get that to Governor Nathan Deal, and just bring much awareness on this thing as possible, and just stay in the streets. That's where the problem at. You know, I can't say that enough. We must stay in the streets where the problem is at, because the kids are gravitating to the streets. Between the rap music, social media, and everything, they're gravitating to the street. Misery loves company. And the kids, we're losing. The streets are more aggressive. The enemy is more aggressive. Hate groups, gangs more aggressive. But yet and still, heads are still bowed, and the prayer is still going while kids are still suffering. So we're going to take our fight to the streets. That's what this march is going to kick off. We're starting in Conyers, but we're going to take it to every neighborhood that needs. From Old National, where I grew up in College Park, to any neighborhood. We're even talking about going to Birmingham, Alabama this year.
All right.
We're going to just stay aggressive. We're going to stay aggressive with it because the kids need it, and that makes it well worth it.
All right. Kathy, what questions or statements would you like to make regarding bullying, and how do you see its impact on our society right now?
Good afternoon, everyone. And first of all, I'd like to just thank Mr. Dennis so much. Oh, my goodness, this is exactly what we need. I have a nonprofit organization where we go into after school and K through 8, and we also do a little speech on bullying. I just ordered both of your books because during those interactions with the kids, I am going to start reading maybe a couple of pages and also try to get the parents to purchase the book. You are right on it with this particular, I'm not going to say situation, but program that you're bringing forth. And you need to go from city to city with this, because this is an ongoing thing and it is getting bigger and bigger. And like you said about the social media, is one of the biggest anti-bullying, suicidal things that we have out right now. The kids are gravitating more to the computers and social media and secluding themselves and getting themselves in these situations. So you are right on it. Whatever we can do on this end to assist you, we will do. Maybe you can come to L.A., California, and maybe we can put something together with some more people. But I am all in. I'm looking on your website trying to find the form so that I can sign it, and I'm going to have everybody that's a part of our team to sign it, and I'm going to put it on my Facebook page. You know, because this is needed. And I mean, we've been talking about doing something out on the streets as far as doing a walk or something, but you have brought it to life. And I am so happy to see that it is life now, that it's not just talking and writing, but it is life. It's life. And I'm going to be praying for you that God will just elevate you, your mission, your team to the next level. And I thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Cassie. We're going to go to Regina. Regina, you know this is a major part of what our schools are trying to snuff out. What are your thoughts or questions related to the anti-bullying campaign? Are you there, Regina?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I'm here. Oh, now you're okay. I'm sorry. I was distracted. What did you say about the
I just know that you are in the educational. You're in an educational system. What are your thoughts
yes.
or questions would you might have for Mr. Dennis related to how to control bullying in your schools, or what it is that you all are
okay.
doing to try to
okay.
keep bullying under control?
It is extremely hard to keep bullying under control. One thing that I would like to see included in this program, or ask him if he has in this program, is something to alert parents on the little nuances of bullying. What should they look for? What behavior changes? And times we say, you know, we don't know if it's really bullying or if it's just childhood teasing. And so as a parent, how do they know to believe what their child is saying? And how can you encourage them to believe what their child is saying? That's the first thing. The second thing I'd like for him to expound on is the part about the app. And he said, quote, unquote, to make sure the teachers are teaching what they're supposed to be teaching. Now, how does what the teachers are teaching academically relate to the bullying app? And that's probably about the only part that I'm going to sort of disagree with. But if he could explain that, he may can sway me.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm sorry. Well, maybe I worded that wrong. But I just want to make sure that teachers are teaching I can't put it no simpler, no plainer. Make sure that the teachers are teaching and the kids are behaving the way they are supposed to behave. Because a lot of
okay, Mr. Dennis,
okay.
I would like to say that the best way to do that, an app is not going to help that. In parents and visitors and volunteers coming to the school, sitting in the school, sitting in the classroom, being there elbow with those children and those teachers help that. Those apps will cause more animosity than anything as far as the teacher is concerned. Now, I'm with you on everything
yeah,
else.
I need you in there. Okay, I understand that as far as the teacher concerned. Most young parents aren't going to PTAs and conferences anymore. And when they get the child home, or when the parent come home, only thing they ask the child, "How was your day?" And the child can be done had a terrible day, but they'll just say, "How was your day?" And then they'll be lying to their room, and the child will be lying to their room. My whole thing is, it isn't to bring scrutiny or put down any. I just want to make sure by any means that I can come across that the kids are kept alive to be the person who they are called to be. Nothing I say is perfect, but my whole thing is this. Doing something is better than doing nothing. 12 kids
you are
a day
so correct.
Are 12 kids a day are committing suicide, while 7,000 kids are dropping out of school. Something is going on between there. So I mean, something has to be done. 7,000 kids a day And then we turn around and we can look at the news, and we look at the news, and the first time when we see one of these heinous crimes on the news, the first thing everyone says, where was the father? Well, I'm a father. I'm a father, proud father, and I'm taking action. Is it will everyone be pleased with it? By no means.
Well, I tell you, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you from an educator. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the stance that you are taking. If there's anything that I can do to help you to brainstorm or anything, Mr. Deshay knows how to get in contact with me, and I will be more than happy to help you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, and I appreciate everything you do. Thank you very much.
All right, let's go to another caller. Audrey, how are you doing this evening? And what statement or question might you have for Mr. Dennis?
Well, wonderful Wednesday to everyone. And Brother Dennis, thank you so much for not only bringing this topic to us today, but your actions of making things happen, because it's so important that we do act upon a situation. And bullying is surely a behavior in which requires addressing. And I believe it was you that said earlier that, you know, the leader in the case of the United States, our president, set the tone as to what's acceptable and what's not. Any team is defined by their leader. The leader is the one to set what the parameters will be. People are children are losing their lives, and it's just a heartache, not only for the child that may be bullied, but even the family, of knowing how best to handle and respond to it, what signs to look out for. And I really appreciate your response to Joyce's question as to your presentation hitting home with those who are bulliers, you know, bullying, such that they can take a reflection of their actions and know that they can change. Again, mm-hmm. I would agree with everyone who have spoken before. If it's something that we can do to help to support this, surely I'll do what I can. And surely you are on a mission. And I'm just so thankful, because so many times we talk about we need leaders. We don't have leaders. And we have to start where we are. And it sounds like you are definitely taking a lead and putting a program out there and putting some action behind it. So you surely have the support of this team and most frequent listeners, if you would. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Dennis, we're going to ask you, what is your thoughts related to bullying, and what would you like to say to Mr. Dennis?
First of all, I hear that you're out of the Atlanta area, and that's my home also, Southwest Atlanta, MLK, Allen Temple area. Look, you are to be commended. You're going to have a lot of work to do. I just want to give you some encouragement in that way. Stay to the grind. The battle is in the street. There's a thin line difference between bullying and teasing. And so the act of teasing is an act that kind of runs rampant. But my question to you, and I will be short, my question to you is, how well are you being accepted by men of the question was asked about the involvement of leaders, and we all know that we have a leader in the White House that has set a new tone. Bullying now is out of the has extended out of the classroom, out of the schoolyard, and it doesn't necessarily involve children now. You got different races being bullied by other races, and so. How have you been accepted by the clergy in the way where they are willing to step out with you in the streets to tackle this issue?
Wow. Wow. To be honest, I'm still trying to muster up the troops. I guess you got to pass certain qualifications and to some to be a blessing. I guess that's it. You know, I don't want to put anyone down for not gravitating to it, but it's been hard. It's been trying to get people to see what I see and just get actively involved in it. Like I'm a child of God. I was baptized at the age of 10, and the church is the cornerstone of the community and should be. But as far as trying to get everyone out in the streets, that's something totally different right there. So I'm gonna just keep that in prayer, and I got to keep that in prayer. But until everyone sees, until the troops come out the four walls, I'm gonna be out on the battlefield. So that's where you can find me, trying to save a child's life by any means.
All right, Dennis, we're going to go on another break. I'm going to ask you to give out all the information related to your event and to your books, and then we'll go to break, and then we'll come back and continue our conversation.
No doubt. Okay, 321 Stop Bullying is having its first annual anti-bullying march next Saturday, July the 15th. The march will begin at the Dollar General parking lot, 1265 Irish Drive in Conyers. It will end at the AMF Bowling Alley, 885 Flat Shoals. You can find me on my website at 321stopbullying.com. My Gmail address is 321stopbullying. And my phone number is 770-695-7083. And the petition is also on the website. So by all means, please go on there and sign it. And let's just keep the kids safe and alive to be the person God has called them to be. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you. In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshay, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. We are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tide on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're talking today about the subject about bullying, and it seems that there is a consensus that the issue has gotten out of hand, and we just want to focus on how do we get control again. And I know that one of the things we need to be doing is helping kids to better understand themselves and to appreciate who they are. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Dennis, how do we get our children feeling better about themselves and better about their situation in terms of their value?
I would say spending quality time with them, first and foremost. Sharing our faults and failures with them. Letting them know that we are human also. And letting them know that they're going to go through the valley. They're going to have storms. It's going to rain. There's no doubt about that. But long as you know who you are and know whose you are, you're going to get through all that. The world is cold. Let's face it, the world is cold. But as long as you're rooted, you're grounded, and you know who you are, and you love yourself and know without a shadow of a doubt who you are, you can get through anything. So just reassuring them that and just letting them know and love on them. By all means, love on them. Love on them. By all means, love on them.
I know, Mr. Dennis, you mentioned that you had been bullied in your past, and certainly I have been bullied as well. I was telling my audience a few days ago that I stand 6'6 feet tall, and I was over 6 feet when I was in middle school, and so I really didn't. I was very clumsy, so to speak, and but I gravitated towards sports, and the more that I played ball, the better I got, and the better my situation became as I continued to get better in sports. And I know a lot of kids are out there trying to find an avenue that gives them value. So what are your thoughts in regards to helping a kid to find his place and to find a place where he is accepted and appreciated for who he is?
I would say we as parents must encourage the kids it's okay to be different, to be unique, because we're all uniquely made. That's fine. Not every child can play football or basketball. That wasn't my thing. I loved to write. Unfortunately, I was bullied so much that I ended up letting my character be altered. And truth be told, I ended up taking my gift of writing to federal prison. I served 6.5 years in federal prison, living for whomever, living for the world, lost my true identity. And while I was in prison, thank God I did come back to my senses. He gave me that, and I found that. So I would encourage kids right now to, it's okay to be different. Not everyone can dribble a basketball. Not everyone can run a football, or whatever the case may be. Just be yourself and love yourself by all means. Love yourself. You are uniquely made. You are special. You are the apple of God's eye.
All right, we're going to go back to our phone lines. Ms. Butler, what kind of, do you have a statement or question you'd like to ask regarding this movement that is taking place in the Atlanta area? Are you there, Ms. Butler? Okay, Kathy. What are your thoughts in terms of creating a movement across our country that would assist Mr. Dennis in making a serious dent in this bullying?
I think it's a great idea, and I think that all the questions that have been asked should be put together in a little small pamphlet, you know, for the parents, for the teachers, for whoever is at the school and after school programs, and hand it out. I mean, that's how it starts. I like what he said about it's okay to be different, because when you talk to the kids, they always are trying to mirror someone else. But if they know who they are, then they will be great. They will not allow people to bully them, and they can get over the low self-esteem and thinking that they should be something that they're actually not. And like Regina said, you know, their part is to educate the students. They can't assist on the other things. So that's when the after school comes in. That's when they come in where, you know, you talk about these things because it is happening. And I really love the question about when the kids come home, you know, that's what we say. Hey, how was your day? It was great, but yet and still we need to dig a little deeper. We need to take a couple of seconds, sit down with the kids and just let them talk. You know, let them release whatever went on all day. I know we're busy. We're trying to work, cook, clean, and do everything, but we have to take out time for these kids in order to see a change, in order to change the statistics that's out there. We have to step up and step in and help make this thing go viral, as they say, go viral, because that's what it needs to do. It needs to go viral. And people don't speak up until it happens to one of their kids or their niece and nephew, cousin or whatever. But, you know, like he said, I got to put my feet on the ground as a man because that's what people look for. So I am excited. I am over here taking notes. I'm excited. I am excited about this. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Regina, what steps are the educators or leadership in South Carolina doing to have some impact on bullying?
Well, we have anti-bullying information, anti-bullying information, but and they try to get it out, but it's not in depth enough. I mean, because bullying is, as Dee said, there's such a fine line between bullying and teasing. Until you don't know whether it's true bullying or if it's teasing, and there's no pamphlet on that. But I would like to say one good way to get around that question of, well, how was your day in school? And the child says, fine. Be very specific. How was your class today? How was Miss Jones' class today? Who did you sit with at lunch? What did you all talk about? Did you learn in math, social studies? Be very specific and help have them to give you specific answers. That will stretch out your conversation right there. And if you do it enough, the child is going to come to expect that. I love what you said about they're going to find you in the street because that's where the battle is. I love it because too often they bring in the street and the things that happen in the neighborhood, they bring that to school. I love what you're saying. I love what you're doing. I'm going to go to somebody's website. I don't know where to go. I guess I wasn't a good listener. And get this information and have it for when our school starts. It's phenomenal. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Mr. Dennis,
and I'm in South Carolina.
Give it to her again so she'll have it.
Okay. Okay, my website is www.321stopbullying.com. 321stopbullying.com. Yes, ma'am.
And I'm in South Carolina.
All right, Audrey,
so,
what are the kinds of things, Audrey, are you doing on the corporate level to address bullying? Is there bullying on our corporate level or adult level as well?
Well, of course, we have a non-tolerance of a violent workplace. So in essence, if indeed a person feels that they are being bullied, we have measures in which they can report that, whether they have the strength to speak up to their supervisor, and if, of course, it's their supervisor, they would use the HR representatives, and we have an ethics hotline. So they can identify themselves or they can do it anonymously. That's just not, it's not tolerated as it relates to straight out bullying. But I think in any given situation, you know, certain people, the manner in which they carry themselves, they want to be treated a certain way and they expect to be treated a certain way. And then they treat others a certain way. And I think what we're seeing is people are speaking up and doing so respectfully and just not accepting it. And I've been in the corporate world for a while now, and coming from Mississippi, it was hard for me at first when people in authority, the corporate vision was that you just call everybody by their first name. You don't put no handle on it as we were taught to do coming up. And I think that was the start then of respecting positions and titles, yes, but you still treat everyone with respect. The good thing about our company, we hire all adults. That means everyone is an adult, so you should treat them as such. So bullying is not tolerated. It's a form of disrespect and belittling, and that's not part of our culture.
Exactly.
All right, Joyce, let me come to you, Joyce, and ask you, how do you feel that we should attack this bullying on a national level? And what are your thoughts about what Mr. Dennis said about the behavior of our president?
Well, what I do think that before it can be attacked on a national level, it is so great that we're dealing with it on a local level. And locally, to me, means start at home. We got to really tell our young people how special they are, how we have to make them feel good about themselves, that who they are, because that has a lot to do with bullying. Their self-esteem is so low. But when we let our young people walk out that door, letting them know that they are, they can, they are, and more than likely that the people that who are doing the bullying, 5, 10 years from now, you won't even know their name. So they're not even important to you. So do not let that person take who you are, the best for you. You are somebody. What I used to do with my son every day that we used to say goodbye to each other, I would drop him off. Keep your eyes on the prize. That's all I had to say. You know, you are, he say, somebody. Boom. Have a nice day. Because you got to feel good about who you are inside. So that's what we as parents need to do, I think, on a local level. Like you said, we got to communicate. And that communication is letting them know that they are special. There's something special about you and that talent. For as our educators, you know, recognize our young people that's there, you know, make them feel good. Oh, you did so great today. Which I know that that's what they're getting. But that's where I think it needs to start on a local level. And we can use our high up who are not so good, who are the bullies. We can use them for example as this is the way not to behave. So that can, okay. To me, that's what we can teach our kids. Look at this. What's wrong with this picture? This is not the way that behavior should be, and tell them the positiveness of it.
Dennis, let me ask you, why is it so important that we have success in Georgia, and specifically Atlanta, with it being one of the largest cities in the Southeast? We really need to have the city of Atlanta is very important in terms of taking the lead and showing what cities can do to make a difference, don't you think?
Most definitely. I mean, I think so. But for me, I'm just I just try to start with self and just try to make a difference. Like the lady was speaking, start up under my roof, and then let it grow from there. Let it grow from there, because it got to start from some point. So I just want to make sure that I'm doing everything I can do as a man. And I encourage more men to get involved, because our kids need us. I mean, because I hear the talk at the barbershops, you know, where the average man is sitting in the barbershop know more about the NBA finals than their own child. So I'm like, you know, we study what we think is important. We talk about what we think is important. I think my kids are important. That's why I talk about it. I think every child is important. That's why I talk about it. So I'm just encouraging people, let's just love on the kids, especially men, because our kids need to see something positive. Our kids, they have to see something positive. The enemy is aggressive. He isn't playing with them. So if not us, then the gang members will, the drugs will. The wardens, the COs, the prison system, the funeral homes. So it's enough. Enough is enough.
All right, G, what are your thoughts about what you're hearing Mr. Dennis say about the importance of Atlanta being a beacon of success related to this issue?
Well, the last thing that Mr. Dennis said is it needs to be amplified. And that was enough is enough. The fact of the matter is, you know, nobody's going to change our community but us.
Exactly.
It's been quite evident now that nobody really going to care about community like we should have been doing and like we should. So enough is enough. I want to make mention of the point where he spoke about how most of the parents are young. And most of the parents are in absence of the father. And if that, you know, that being so, Mr. Dennis, you got to know that your work is going to be noted when you hit the ground running like you're doing. Go in with blazing guns, metaphorically. Look. You know, most of the households are led by rap music. Most of the parents, most of the young parents are brought up by rap music, and they know no other way. A lot of the parents let the children watch anything on TV that they want to watch while the parents are preoccupied. That was the reason for my asking about the clergy, because if they respect anything, they do respect God per se. And the clergy need to be more involved, as opposed to being involved by their own agenda. The agenda is our people one more time, because you know this time, you know when Donald Trump leave office, it's still going to be the same, if not worse, because the groundwork has been set. So we are the ones that's going to have to pave the way for our children. I got five kids. I got five young kids. And anybody will probably ask, why would a person have children in this era? Well, you know, quite naturally, we didn't know this was going to be the way it is. but it is what it is now. So that being said, we got to do what we feel that we need to do. One of the things that we're doing, we're homeschooling our kids because we're just that petrified. We're petrified about what's going on in the schools, even with the kids interacting with the school students inappropriately and all of that. So we got a lot of work to do. Mr. Dennis, I do appreciate you, brother, and keep on keeping on.
Appreciate that.
All right, we're going to take our final break for this evening. So, Mr. Dennis, please, again, give out all the information related to your event and how people can get in touch with you and how they can purchase your book.
Okay. First Annual Anti-Bullying March next Saturday, July the 15th, here in Conyers, Georgia, 1265 Ivers Drive in the Dollar General parking lot. We are marching down Highway 138 to the AMF Bowling Alley. You can get in contact with me by phone, 770-695-7083. My email address is 321stopbullying.com. My website is www.321stopbullying.com.
All right, we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to have our final word for this evening. And so we've had a great show, and it is a lot of information. We need to take action not only in our homes but in our communities related to bullying, not only in the street but also on social media. We'll be right back.
I want some company. You look like you're just my type. You're the kind whose spirits are running free. Let's take a sip of some cold, cold wine and dance to the music nice and slow. Under any kind of pressure, you see, we'll just let the evening flow. Get away from this noisy crowd. Let's go where it's nice and quiet, where there's nobody else around. Let's sit by a cozy lit fire, and we can be each other's company. Now how does that sound?
In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshay, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. We are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tides on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
All right, Mr. Dennis, what is your final thought for this evening? We're going to go to each of our audience and ask them, but we want to give you the first opportunity to give your final thought for this evening.
I would say, despite how it may look today, how it may have looked this morning, it isn't over. It isn't over by any means. We can win this thing. We can save our kids. We can save ourselves. We can save our future. We can save our community. But it does take strength in numbers. We are the village. We are it. We are the answer to the problems. Not Washington, D.C. We are it. So let's just speak life and show love to our kids and help them be the person who they are called to be and live their life and prosper. And that's
all right
for me.
Ms. Butler, are you there? Kathy, what is your final thought for today?
I like to quote Romans 8:37, and it says, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us."
All right.
Apostle Paul.
Regina, your final thought for today?
I just want to thank Mr. Dennis for his efforts and for what's going to be a great parade show. What do you call it that's coming up on the 15th?
We're having a rally. March. Yes, ma'am.
Rally in March. I'm going to send you a link right now. We have a federal investigation in our school district on one single bullying incident that went on throughout the school year, and I want you to add that to your repertoire. And believe it or not, this child's father was military, and they did not see signs.
Okay.
All right. Joyce, what are your final thoughts for today?
Mine is let's rally and get behind and make a difference. Also, I will be checking on the website and hopefully looking at the event, and I'm hoping that you would post the outcome and share that with your listeners and viewers as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Guys, we always have to do more than just identify the problem. We have to participate in the solution. And it is obvious that Mr. Dennis has committed his life and his focus to making a difference, and we appreciate and applaud him. But as well, we need to financially support him by purchasing his books and doing all whatever we can to get his word out. If you have an organization or a group that is able to pay for him to come out to talk at some of your events, let's just do all we can to support him in every way we can. Mr. Dennis, we only have about 3 minutes left. Please give out all your information again so that our listening audience can reach out to you and show you their love.
Yes. Next Saturday, July the 15th, we're having the first annual anti-bullying march. 1265 Irish Drive in Conyers, Georgia. We'll finish out at the AMF Bowling Alley, 885 Flat Shoals Road in Conyers. My Gmail address is 321-STOP-BULLYING. My phone number is 770-695-7083, and my website is 321stopbullying.com. And you can also sign a petition on there, as well as purchase the books, as well as just leave a message. And if you want me to come out and speak, I would be more than happy to. So feel free to contact me.
All right, as always, guys, you know that we're here to make sure that we talk about the issues that impact our lives now and in the future, and today is no different. I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I will need you to call in at 657-383-0309, where your voice can be heard loud and clear. It is important that we step forward and be counted and make sure that people understand what it is that we're thinking and the direction that we want our country to go in. Take care, guys, and I'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time at 657-383-0309. Thoughts, Love, and Reflection with your host, James T. Deshay.
Making love.